Talk About on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney. Working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.
But we're going to turn our attention now to a subject which I think every parent out there can identify with. And it's the subject of anxiety in children. And many of you will know that kids have always been anxious, but I think in the last couple of years with COVID and everything and the war in Ukraine, that it's been a tough time for younger children trying to make sense of what's going on in the world. And many of them do worry, and sometimes that worry can manifest itself in physical ailments, and it can also manifest itself in behaviour, etc. So for that reason, I thought it was very innovative of various schools in Kerry to sign up for what's called the Relax Kids programme. Now, this is a school programme delivered by Sarah Cunningham, and the whole idea behind this is to help young children to regulate their emotions and learn how to calm themselves down when they feel stressed, and indeed how to worry less. I visited Presentation Primary School in Tralee earlier this week to see the Relax Kids programme in action. And the first person I spoke to was the principal, John Hickey, and he told me what the programme was all about.
So Relax Kids is a wellness programme for children. And the whole idea is that we're supposed to be teaching children strategies to help them be happier on themselves, and also to help them calm themselves down. So there's kind of two arms to the program. There's the prevention and then there's the cure. So we'd like to think that, you know, this program is going to give children skills to, number one, help them just be calmer to start the day, to be calmer in their lives. And then for the times when they get overwhelmed, or, you know, they find that they're getting a bit down or a bit obsessed, that they have those strategies to help themselves get back to get back to a nice balanced frame of mind.
So we'll start with this big girl here. What's your name?
Orla.
Orla what?
Joy.
Orla Joy. And how old are you, Orla?
7.
And tell me what you were doing here this morning.
We were doing relaxing, and we were doing stretching.
And do you like that?
Yeah.
Why do you like it?
Because it's fun.
It's fun. And I heard the teacher was asking you what you're grateful for, and what did you say?
House.
For what?
My house.
You're grateful for your house. And you love it, do you?
Yeah.
And how do you feel afterwards? Do you feel all relaxed?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And what's your name?
Marek.
And how old are you?
8.
8. And what class are you in, Marek?
2nd class.
And what did you do this morning? Tell me all about it.
We're doing stretching and relaxing and...
What's your favourite pose?
Because it's fun and makes me calm down.
It makes you calm down? Okay, very good. And what's your name?
Ahmed.
And how old are you, Ahmed?
8.
And tell me all about what you were doing this morning.
We were doing like stretching and poses.
And what's your favourite pose?
My favourite pose was the Lion King.
Oh, you can do a Lion King pose. What's that like?
That was what I was trying to say.
That's what you were trying to say. Okay, you feel grateful.
That's actually a frog.
Oh, that's a frog, is it? Okay. How do you feel when you've done your little class in the relaxing?
It was fun and calm and smooth.
Okay, and what about this girl? What's your name?
Isa.
And how old are you?
7.
And what do you think of the class?
Nice.
Nice, okay. Why is it nice?
Because I like stretching.
You like stretching. Okay, and can you do big, big stretches?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favourite pose?
Elephant.
Oh, you can do an elephant pose. Will you show me?
It's like not a pose, but it's like your memory. So we call like your memory an elephant, and the cat the alarm,
and the elephant inside your brain to memorize all the things you did, like to memory the elephant part of your brain.
Sarah, tell me a little bit about how you work with their brain. you know, and get them to chill out?
So we talked, actually, our last class was about the brain, about the owl brain, which is the wise brain, the elephant brain, which is our memories, and then the meerkat brain, which is like our little alarm system. And sometimes our alarm system is a little bit overstimulated. So I teach them how to learn to relax that meerkat, we call him, relax the meerkat. So what we do is we do some deep breathing exercises to help us to focus and feel more in control of how we're feeling. We do some massage just to kind of completely relax down the nervous system. We do some relaxation, which is obviously very important, some visualization, just getting them to try and see if they can get their bodies to be completely still, which can be very hard, as we know, especially when you're told just to be still. So it's just learning, giving them some tools for themselves so that they can help to kind of self-regulate, I guess, you know, so that when things do come up and they feel a bit overwhelmed or overstimulated, that they have something that they can turn to for themselves, a tool for themselves.
And they're all lying down now on their little rugs. And what are you about to do with them now?
So we're about to do our visualization or relaxation or meditation, we might know it as. So it's always a little story. Today's one is about how being thankful. So it just goes through everything in our lives that we might actually take for granted, even just waking up every day and being able to open our eyes and see the beauty around us, or use our ears to listen to some amazing music, or all the little things, even clean water. I actually tell them about school as well, that not everybody gets to go to school. So I know sometimes we feel like, oh, school, but we're very lucky to actually have great schools here in Ireland, in Kerry, and I'm so grateful to the schools and NEWKD who have brought me here to work with the schools today.
And will you be doing rolling this programme out in other schools, Sarah?
Hopefully. There's two more schools I'm going to after midterm, which is in Castle Island, and it's Holy Family, and Castle Island is after. And I'm finishing up in Moidewell Mercy today, and I was in CBS Primary as well. I just finished up with them yesterday.
So it's going down a storm, obviously.
Yeah, no, it's been great, absolutely, and it's just amazing for the children. Like, this is something that I wish that I had when I was their age.
Me too.
And I talked to them about a lot about you know, being a kid who was a worrier, and just thinking that I was just a worrier, but actually later on in life it kind of moved into like anxiety and things like that. But I was undiagnosed or unidentified for a long time. So I think when I started to realise what it was, I then started to find the tools that helped me. And then when Relax Kids came up, I said, okay, this is something that I can actually help, and if I can help just one child, I will be more than happy. One little me, if I could help one little me, then I'm happy.
And that was Sarah Cunningham there, who delivers the Relax Kids programme in schools, primary schools throughout the county. Well worth getting her into your school if there's any primary school principals listening this afternoon. It's just wonderful to see it in action. And all the little kids that I spoke to said how they love the stretching, they love the fun and the games involved in it, and they love the way it helps them to relax. So in these times when there's so much anxiety out there, and our kids have been through so much in the last few years, it's a lovely thing for them to be able to learn how to regulate their emotions and to learn how to relax. Now, thanks a million to John Hickey and indeed to Sarah Cunningham and everyone who organised that visit to Presentation Primary School in Tralee for me earlier this week.